We're talking today with Mike Schulte from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, and we're just oh so close to getting ready for our 2016 Oklahoma hard red winter wheat harvest season, Mike. We're seeing some harvest already in Texas, and probably if we hadn't had these cool days and damp conditions, we'd be having some combines roll even as we speak. How, you know, what's first of all going on in Texas from what you're hearing?
Harvest is started in Texas. Actually, looks like they're about to wrap up in the Southern Valley of Texas, has progressed into the Waco area. Harvest would be ready in northern Texas in a lot of places, also in southwest Oklahoma in a lot of places. But because of the rains this past week, it has put it at a standstill there. We have gotten some preliminary data from southern Texas showing that proteins are really high in the 14 to 15% range. Test weights 60 to 62 pounds. We've heard yields coming in anywhere from 25 to 50 bushels per acre. Keep in mind, that's just preliminary data. Generally in Texas, they don't really get into the heart of wheat harvest until they get into the Waco, Dallas area. So I think as we move forward, we're hopeful that we are going to have the opportunity for a good quality crop. But we also know that it is ready in the field in a lot of places in those areas, and we've got rains predicted all next week. And so we're hopeful that we can get in the field before too much moisture comes and impacts us the other direction.
We're a little early to start worrying too much about quality, but with the wheat dead ripe, that does become more and more of a concern.
It does. And so we know that there are places in southwest Oklahoma that would be harvesting right now today on the earlier varieties. Like I said, you know, moisture predicted all for next week. I think producers are a little bit on edge because there are severe storms that are predicted for Monday and Tuesday. And so while things look good, we have had a little bit of hail damage in southern and northern Oklahoma. Overall, things still look good for the most part in most regions. But I think producers are, you know, no doubt wanting to get this crop in the bin because overall, as of today, it's probably the best looking crop we've seen in a long, long time.
Interesting that we had a little bit of discrepancy between what USDA came up with for their number for May 1 and what the Grain and Feed Association number of the scouts was, 130 versus about 105, 106 million bushels. There was quite a bit of a difference as far as how many acres were actually going to be harvested as far as between the two estimates.
Yes. So I think that based on what we were seeing with the grain and feed estimate, no doubt that was done with their reporting a week and a half prior to when that number was released 2 weeks ago. I think that number being 130.6 million bushel average for the state figured at 34 bushel average, a little over 3.8 million acres harvested, is really pretty much right on target. I think maybe they would have been a little bit or were a little bit lower on the yield average than I would have been. I think particularly in northern Oklahoma, I think some of the yields were lower than what I am predicting and based on what some of the other extension people are predicting as of today. Things really look good in north central northern Oklahoma. I think that we've got some potentials for a lot of 45 to 50 bushel wheat. I think there's even some potentials for 80 bushel wheat as of today in some of those regions where you've had really good managers who've been really intensive on their management practices. USDA on their estimate of the 105.6, I think we have to keep in mind that they go ahead and start collecting that data sometimes in mid-March. And so I think when they were collecting that data in mid-March, we were going through some extreme drought conditions in northern and central Oklahoma, even southern Oklahoma. We were losing tillers on those plants when they were out counting. In central Oklahoma during that time, you know, as I was going out, we really had gotten to the point, I think, if we had not gotten the rain at that point in time, we wouldn't have had anything. And to be quite honest, I'm really surprised that the crop recovered as well as it did from the drought conditions that we saw in March. Certainly a different dynamic that's thrown at us every year. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, we saw some tillers resucker. And, you know, I think the question was still out of as to whether they were going to fill. From that point on, though, with the moisture and the temperatures, this has been perfect grain fill weather. You go walk around, you scout fields out there. You just see that I think great potential exists with this crop if we can just get in the field and get it.
Right. And we are going to be seeing that that phenomenon that we've seen several times in recent years, where wheat kind of gets ready almost at the same time. It gets ready, then it's hell because of weather. So we kind of bunch up.
Yeah, it always seems like we have to work through those issues. I think it's going to happen a little bit earlier to us this year, no doubt. We had predicted that harvest would be maybe even a little bit earlier than what it would be in southern Oklahoma 2 months ago. But with them just getting started in the Waco area, with wheat being ready to be cut in southwest Oklahoma, I think next week, if it dries out after Tuesday, if it would, certainly in central Oklahoma, there would be places that it would be cutting on the earlier varieties in central Oklahoma. So I think that possibility exists for them to be cutting in the Waco, Dallas area, as well as up to I-40, maybe even a little bit north of that, all at the same time.
Wow. Overall, potential's there. We're just waiting on the weather, right?
Waiting on the weather, trying to be cautiously optimistic, as I'd like to say it.